And our one-day advertising partner today is Donna Luchuk. And Donna is from an organization called Mortgage Intelligence in Burlington. And I've been telling you all about Donna today about 3-4 times, but I thought, you know what, we got to go a little deeper with Donna about what she does and how she does it. And I thought we'd maybe get her on the phone. Would that be a good idea? Donna, how you doing?
Hey, Drew. Good. How about yourself?
Thank you for joining us. Where are you and what are you in the middle of?
Actually, I'm wearing an apron right now.
An apron? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Mortgage Intelligence is an absolutely unique name for a company. So where did that come from?
Well, I can't take credit for it. It's actually a national brokerage.
Right.
So I don't know how the name came about.
But I think it's just so intriguing. Seriously. You got started in this business. Why?
Well, I used to work with a major financial institution for over 16 years doing loans and mortgages and that kind of thing. And then I had had my last baby and was finished my mat leave and ran into an old colleague who was doing what I was doing as a mortgage agent. And he suggested I take a look at it, check it out. And then I did that, really liked it, and I just found I could really help a lot more people doing this as opposed to working at the bank.
So are people using mortgage brokers more often these days, or are they still kind of a little unsure about what a mortgage broker is?
I think it's really, really growing. Canadians tend to be a little bit more conservative, but they really started to embrace them. And as a matter of fact, CMHC put out a stat back in June which reported that 44% of new home buyers are using brokers, up from 35% from 2007. So, yeah, it's really starting to grow.
I heard from somebody else in my hometown is a mortgage broker, and we were talking about this over lunch one day, and he said to me that it really pays to shop around as far as mortgage brokers are concerned. Is that true?
Absolutely, and not just, you go to your bank because I think most people are programmed that way, but not everybody offers the same rate, and by shopping around, you can really get a good competitive rate and save some money, and often you can find that mortgage brokers have the better rate.
Right. I can imagine somebody thinking, well, you know, it's close to the end of the year, 2009, I'll worry about it in January or February. A good thing to do or not?
Well, it just depends on what you're looking to do. We've got rates at an all-time low right now, but also what's happening is that, well, people are just refinancing because they can get a much lower rate, and often the savings will offset the penalty. But the government has been offering some nice incentives as well, one of them being the first-time home buyer's tax credit. That's going to expire December 1st, though, so if you haven't purchased a house by then, that's not going to...
Forget about it.
Yeah. But they also have the home buyer's plan, which is allowing people now to take $25,000 out of their RSP as a down payment, as opposed to 20, so it used to be 20,000. And then they have the home renovation tax credit. You can claim up to $1,350 in tax relief for upgrades that you do to your home. This one's going to expire February 1st, 2010, and that's available to everybody and just applies to renos ranging from $1,000 to $10,000. And then they also have another one, which is the Eco Energy Retrofit Program.
Whoa, easy for you to say.
Yeah. And you can get a grant of up to $5,000 for changes to your home, you know, to make it more energy efficient. And you can also then claim the home rental tax credit again.
Right.
And then the land transfer tax rebate for first-time home buyers, they can, they're eligible for up to $2,000. So that's a nice, when you're buying a first home, that's a nice thing to be able to get back.
Well, that's great. On the phone with Donna Luchuk, and I want to give you a phone number for you to call in case you're interested and you got a pen, you know, write this down right now. 877-336-3545, 877-336-3545. Or you can go to her website, donnasmortgages.com, no apostrophe, donnasmortgages.com. This might offend you, this question, so just bear with me, okay? Why you?
Well, number one, I do have over 23 years of experience in the financial industry. But when you are shopping around for rates or, you know, whatever it is, a car, you don't just necessarily want to go to the first person you talk to. I deal with over 50 different lenders, so I have great access to great products and great rates. But sometimes, very often actually, I meet people who have a really unique situation. Maybe they've got bad credit, they're self-employed, whatever it might be. Just stuff has happened in their life. The banks have turned them down, and they come to me really looking for help, and I've been able to help a lot of those people. And I usually get repeat clients, which I believe says something.
Sure.
But also a big thing for me is that doing what I'm doing, I just see so much debt. People are in so much debt in North America, and people aren't even thinking about their retirement. They're just trying to survive. So what it did is put me on a search to find some long-term solutions for these people. So I've been able to partner with some other financial industry leaders, and we have some great programs where we can show people how to get out of debt at a much faster rate than they ever thought possible, and then start savings, and then begin to eventually build wealth.
Okay, so you're based out of where, though?
Burlington.
So do you just cover the Burlington area? I mean, what is your sort of area that you service?
No, I do pretty much anywhere in Ontario, and I've also done out of province as well.
Really? Okay. So it doesn't matter where you're at. If people want to use a mortgage broker, somebody that can find the best deal going, they give you a call and you'll do the work no matter where they live?
Pretty much. Yeah, you know, there's a couple provinces that I can't do mortgages in, but yeah, pretty much for the most part.
Okay. So just a bottom line kind of summary question here, because I've never used a mortgage broker, so I might be clueless. Well, I guarantee I'm clueless about how, you know, everything that you do. So let me just spin this out. This is what I think you do. I need a mortgage. You're going to find the best rate out there for me, the best lender, and then do you take sort of a percentage? In other words, someone's going to say to themselves, well, why would I use a mortgage broker? I'll just do the homework myself because she's going to take a cut off of my thing. I mean, you know, but man, people are busy. We don't have the time to do all that looking around stuff, and you've already got it at your fingertips.
It depends on the client scenario. If you are just a straightforward, salaried individual, you've got great credit, and I do your mortgage for you, then the financial institution will pay me. You won't pay me a dime.
Wow.
If you're somebody who is not in that scenario, maybe your credit's all beaten up all over the place and you've been everywhere and nobody can help you, those are the kind of clients where I would charge a fee.
Yeah, because you're going to have to do a boatload more work, correct?
Yes, and often the financial institutions don't pay very well on those, so we have to charge a fee in order to eat.
You know what? I appreciate you shooting straight on that because I think it's important. People want to know what the money trail is and really what are you getting paid for? What are the services that you know, because if we're going to hire you, Donna, I want to know, you know, what the game is here, right?
Absolutely.
It makes a lot of sense to me. Donna'sMortgages.com, no apostrophe, Donna'sMortgages.com is the website. Or again, you can call 877-336-3545, 877-336-3545. A final word of advice or anything else you want to say to our listeners before we say goodbye to you, Donna?
Just if people are wondering if they've been thinking maybe they should make some changes, they've got something going on or whatever it is, just pick up the phone or send an email. It doesn't cost anything to get some questions answered and maybe just get a little peace of mind or just have a direction set forward.
Can I thank you for partnering with us? I hope this is a win-win for everybody here because I'm very careful about who we bring on board here to advertise, and my assistant Michelle did a little bit of snooping on you, and she gave you the thumbs up big time.
Phew.
Big time.
Great.
So thank you. How did you find out about our show?
Oh, we listened to you.
Oh, no.
Actually, it was funny because my husband, he won tickets from you a few years back when Allie Matthews was performing in Burlington.
And she was just here now.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
Donna, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Drew.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.